about the Canadian media's coverage of the Quebec student strike. The cover of this week's Maclean's Magazine, which is the Canadian equivalent of Time or Newsweek, reads, quote, Quebec's new ruling class, how a group of entitled students went to war and shut down a province over $325. Gabrielle, can you respond?
Well, it's I found that pretty funny when I read the Maclean's newspaper. I think there is a very big misunderstanding of our fight in the rest of Canada. What the problem is with the Maclean's
magazine. I'd like to say something about that, actually, because if we look at how the media coverage happened here in Quebec at the beginning of the student movement, we had a similar discourse, perhaps a little less colorful, but a similar discourse in the mainstream media. But no one is talking anymore about spoiled children in Quebec. After 3 months of very articulate and very well thought out argumentation around the vision of our society, this is not about $325. This is about the privatization of our public services. It's the beginning of austerity measures or the continuation of austerity measures. And it's not about, it's not about spoiled children going off and taking advantage of their strike and going to Florida or whatever. This is what was said here in Quebec as well at the beginning of the strike. And I think that now the Canadian media and media elsewhere are waking up to what's going on here, and they're starting out where the Quebec media started out 3 months ago with the analysis of the movement.